As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
There's just been a lot going on. You know, we're back to normal and, you know, traveling, so I'm able to return to statewide meetings in person with our state trustees and all of that. So going and attending many of those meetings. And last week I actually had the opportunity to take a group of students. It was a blast to Denver for our Phi Theta Kappa International Convention. And that's Phi Theta Kappa is the honor society for the two-year school. So like IU has Phi Beta Kappa, the four-year schools have Phi Beta Kappa, and the two-year schools have Phi Theta Kappa. And so we were able to take a group from the state of Indiana. I'm the chancellor rep for the state for the college, and so I went out there and actually was able to not only take the students and show them a good time. We went to a baseball game with opening day.
Hey.
Whoa, which is awesome with the Rockies, and you know, some of our students, you know, lots of them have never been on an airplane, never stayed in a beautiful hotel in a downtown area, and many have not gone to a baseball game. So anyway, we had a really good time, so lots of fun, but I'm glad to be back.
How is the altitude adjustment? That's another thing that you could put on that list, too, the first time if you get up
exactly.
there.
Right? I didn't have any problems, but some people truly did. I mean, like light headaches throughout the day and things like that, but the weather was beautiful. It was like 70 for the weekend, and it was just gorgeous.
Well, they knew Ivy Tech was coming, and they did everything
Hello.
In their power to make that.
I called ahead.
Call ahead seating. That's right. Call ahead Mother Nature. Jenny Vaughn's our buddy. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Now she has me laughing. We'll do better radio. That's the good news. You're busy, but so is the campus and so is the college.
Yep.
Let's. I talked to my buddy Dr. Chuck Carney yesterday. Well, you've got next week, then dead week, then graduation
right.
here. You're not too far behind them. Where did the time go?
I can't even believe it. It's the middle of April. Friday, tomorrow will be the 15th of April. So, and our commencement is May 13th. So we're about a week out with Ivy Tech with our start date and all of that. And so, our commencement will be the week after theirs. We will be holding it in person at the IU auditorium.
Whoop, whoop.
We are so excited. I mean, you know, it was the last 2 years, and we've talked about this over the, you know, the last few years about how we dealt with COVID and held our commencement ceremony, and it was so much fun. And the time that I was able to spend with each and every student, you know, walking or coming across to get their diploma cover, you know, it was awkward. It was weird. It was, you know, we were in the parking lot. We were on campus, and this time we're going to be back to a traditional ceremony. We all decided that's really what we wanted to do, and so did the students. We asked them as well. Friday, May 13th at 6 o'clock, we'll be at the IU Auditorium, and we'll be having a great old time. A
little more pompy and circumstancy over there at the IU Auditorium, whoa, which makes it great. And I was talking to Jennifer last week, and she said, I'm not going into those details. I'm going to let the chancellor, I'll tease those, and she can handle them. But the tears, the laughter, the screams, the hoots, the hollers, that's all coming back. That has to really make you excited, because you can see how not only your students' lives were touched, but the student, their families of the students as well.
It's always so fun, like at the IU auditorium, to give the student the diploma, and I say to them, well, turn around. I can hear your people over here. You can hear them over there, and they're hooping and hollering for their student. And give them a few seconds just to take in all of that, and it's just such a blast. And it's one of the best days. You know, I love the first day of school or first day we open in August to open the campus, and to see all of the students. But you know, it's wonderful to see our students. Finish their degrees and walk across the stage, and like you said, with their family, their friends, their people, that, you know, congratulating them during that ceremony. It's a lot of fun.
And the relief, the joy, the all of it that goes with it. It was nice to see car to car, and maybe you get that a little bit more personal
sure.
side, but the I don't know. I like the hooting and the hollering myself.
Yeah.
I think that's, special.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people ever get to be in front of a crowd that big or it's have their name read on a stage as of that. And, well, that's part of the whole experience by completing it.
That's right.
You, Chancellor Vaughn, are literally the finish line.
Exactly. It's just wonderful because, you know, we're small enough that I know a lot of these students, too. So, in fact, our student speaker is our Phi Theta Kappa president. So she was in Denver. I was with her in Denver, and she's going to be our speaker. And it's just wonderful. You know, we know what it was like when she started. She wasn't so sure she was ready for college. She was like, well, why do I have to take all of these different classes? I remember that, and the staff will tell me. And then here she is. She's already got a job. She's graduating as a nurse. She is a leader on our campus, and she wants nothing more than to leave a legacy here to help all the other students that come behind her. And it's just, it's a lot of fun.
Now, you also have an honorary degree recipient as well. You want to save that for down the road, or you want to make that public because this person is pretty cool?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm super excited. We're ready to make it public. We have sent that out to the media just recently. So I'm excited to share with everybody that we will be giving an honorary degree. It's an associate degree in college and community service with the one and only Tina Peterson. Many of you know Tina Peterson. She is the president and CEO of the Community Foundation here in Bloomington and Monroe County, and she's also the president of Regional Opportunity Initiatives, and she's a huge member of the Bloomington community. All she wants is to make life better for those of us who live here in the Monroe County area. And she's, you know, I've been working with her for a long, long time. She's an incredible partner for all kinds of things, on the grant side. With the Community Foundation and all the great work that we get to do with high schools through regional opportunity initiatives. And this woman is somebody who works day in and day out there. You know, even on Sunday, I got a text from her about something, you know, because she was working on a grant. It's going to be something that we're going to be working together on. And, you know, she truly cares for nothing more than creating a better life for those, again, like Carrie Biddle, that are going to come behind us and all of that. And so we're really excited to be able to honor Tina at our commencement on May 13th. And it's just great. I serve on both of her boards and all of us. She was our number one pick for this year's honorary degree. And anyway, if you know Tina, congratulate her on this wonderful award.
Very cool. Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, is our guest this afternoon. We don't need to buy any tickets or do anything like that. We just show up with your family and have a great time right at the IU Auditorium.
That's right. We don't have ticket. Everybody can bring as many people as they want.
Oh, good.
It's a packed house. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, a little bit different than IU, too. I know the IU sometimes when they do outdoor graduation, it's a little bit easier. But, we're worried about you. That's what's important. Coming up on May 13th.
That's right. Friday, May 13th, believe it or not.
Friday
right
the what?
Corner.
Friday the what? Friday the what?
The what? We were like, yeah, we can do that. No problem. Bring it on.
Yeah, your crowd will stomp that out. They won't even have anything to worry about. Now, I hear, what is that, a bell I hear ringing in the background? Boxing? Are we duking it out today? Tell me, you've had a busy day.
Yeah, so much fun today was our, we've been doing this for several years. It's called the Duke It Out competition, and it's a campus-wide pitch event for some of our students that have an entrepreneurial side to them. You know, in fact, today one of our students in culinary, she was up there pitching her food truck that she actually has up and running right now, and it's a hamburger food truck, and she brings in all kinds of things. If a person wants to have, you know,
is that Bloomberger?
It's Bloomberger.
We'll see you tomorrow at the Food Truck Friday.
She'll be there at Food Truck Friday. She's going to try to be at many of those Food Truck Fridays, and she doesn't. So you can go up and order a hamburger and say, "Hey, I want an Asian fusion kind of thing," or some, you know. So
Lucy,
Asian. She does. It's amazing.
Yeah, food. My buddy Jordan Davis was on Tuesday talking about eating there, and he said it was absolutely fantastic. So
she's incredible. She's our student in culinary in the entrepreneurship certificate program, and so today we hosted that event. It's supported by, of course, why do we call it Duke It Out? Because Duke Energy and our buddy Bruce Calloway. You know, it's also funded too by the state of Indiana and Elevate Ventures. But it's really great for our students to be up there, and it's just awesome. They're just so incredible, and these are our students that presented their different businesses, and we'll hear later who won the awards.
Well, we're just happy our friends at Duke had time today to get there after a very busy yesterday. Yeah, I know it's a different, yeah, I know it's a different angle there, but the weather was all, gets a little good. Does that mean Steve Bryant had to wear a tie today? Is that, there's any truth
Steve
to that?
Steve had to wear a tie. Steve had to be on his best behavior. He actually, I had to make sure I sat next to him so he didn't do anything, you know, that he wasn't supposed to be doing, but always so much fun. But yep, it's his, the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship sponsors that or leads that initiative here for our campus, and it's just amazing.
Well, speaking of the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, you'll have a busy week next week because you have your big luncheon. Sadly, it's sold out, but for you guys, it's great. It's sold out. Who's your featured speaker and what are we going to hope to learn next week?
Yeah, so excited to bring this event back to campus, too. It's been, you know, a couple of years since we've been able to do this, but we have our annual Cook Center for Entrepreneurship Luncheon. It is next Tuesday in Shreve Hall, so here on campus, completely sold out. And our guest speaker is Bill Oliver, the one and only from Oliver Winery. So he's going to share, you know, some of the things that he, what he dealt with, you know, with growing that business. And he'll be telling us some fun stories, too. So not just all, you know, serious about here, do this, do that, and all of that. But he'll be telling us or sharing some of the stories of, you know, moving forward with the winery and all that good stuff. You know, we let our some of our students attend that event. We have a special table, a couple tables just for our students. So, you know, the Bloomberger will be there and others will be there. All of the students that participated today in the Duke It Out competition will attend. But, you know, we can't thank our sponsors enough. We've got German American Bank, we've back to Duke Energy, Cook Medical, Old National Bank, IU Credit Union, Cassidy Electric, and many others that are a big part of our community and in the entrepreneurship world. So we're excited for next Tuesday for our Cook Center for Entrepreneurship.
Very cool. The next Thursday, I'll get a full report from you on how everything went. Well, if we're talking about end of April and we're talking about graduation in May, that means summertime is right around the corner. And for folks that are looking for great opportunities for their children for summertime camps and the like, I know you've got a great lineup for everybody. And again, these will not be over their iPad. These will be in person, and that's also exciting.
Right. So glad to bring all of our camps back to in person. Now, we have a couple that if people want to elect to do it online because they worked really well, we're going to accommodate that. But, you know, we're excited to be returning to our full range of in-person camps, including some new camps. They do such a great work through the center, the Center for Lifelong Learning here. The team is just amazing. And so we've got all kinds of courses, you know, 3D printing. We've got entrepreneurship courses. We've got, you know, we've been talking about that all day. And then we've got cooking classes, you know, art classes, ceramics, anything that you could pretty much think of, we are offering it. And would love people to either call us to talk to somebody about all of those programs, or you can look online for those camps. And they're camps for children of every age. So from 5 years old to 18, we've got all kinds of things out here, and we'd love to see you roaming around the campus and enjoying a camp over the summer.
Very, very fun. And now, you know, summer classes can be for anybody. It just doesn't have to be for campers or students. The Center for Lifelong Learning, they have things going on now, summertime, fall, and all year round.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got yoga and meditation. We've got a really good, it's a one-day, we're always talking about food, a one-day Chinese appetizer workshop in our kitchen area. And so the culinary team will be sharing that course. And if anybody's interested in that or many, many more, I mean, we have so many adult courses, you know, how to, you know, writing courses. We've got, you know, again, ceramics, arts classes. Those are all through the Center for Lifelong Learning. Or maybe you're interested in learning Spanish and you want to take a Spanish class. You know, you can enroll on the academic side and take a Spanish class. But, you know, we've got our summer classes are 8 weeks long. They start in early June. And before you know it, you'll have maybe you'll learn Spanish and you'll be fluent in Spanish before you know it.
We had a couple summers or a couple years here of doing nothing. Some of it was mandated Do something. Get out there and enjoy it. Have some fun. Stretch your legs. Get in shape. Learn a lot. Do it. That's why it's a community college. It's for everyone in the community. So take advantage of it. And, well, blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah, you can give a little blood, too. When's that happening? In May?
Yes, our blood. So we are partnering with the Red Cross on blood drive. So we host them often. And so May, we have several in May. I think May 4th and May 5th. And then I think we'll have more through the end of May. But, you know, the communities across the nation are struggling with the need for blood donors. And so if you're interested, we are hosting it. I believe you do have to register for it, but you can do that at redcrossblood.org, and you can search through the zip code 47401, or you can even just put 474 in there, and it'll populate, and you can sign up to give blood on our campus.
Delightful. Now, do you stick the Bloomberger food truck just right in front of Ivy Tech every day and let everybody just smell all the goodies? Well, she's too busy, because I know she'll be at Food Truck Friday tomorrow, so that's just a really...
Yep.
Really, really neat story. And the weather is finally cooperating. They've put Food Truck Friday off now for 2 weeks. And now it's time to go. Tomorrow is Good Friday. We know city government and county government will not be open. Are you guys up and running tomorrow? But the internet's always
we'll be
open,
right?
Okay, great.
Right, the internet's always open, but we are up and running. We will be open. So if you're out there and you're thinking about maybe registering your kid in a camp, or you want to take a class this summer or in the fall, we're open. We'll help you with filling out financial aid forms if you need them. We'll give you a tour, whatever you need. But we're open all day tomorrow.
You know, that's why the internet's goofy. It's a little goofy. It never gets a day off. And it never gets any rest. It doesn't get a union break. Nothing. So I get it. Now I know why the internet's it's a little silly sometimes. All right.
That makes
sense. You know, maybe the internet should shut down for a day. Let's let it catch its breath.
I think we would all freak out. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
gosh. Could you imagine that? Oh, my goodness.
I need to know how to do this. I need to know what that means.
Well, you know how to use the telephone, so I'd be okay with you. I could call you up. You'd answer. Some of the other people I talk to, it's no. They wouldn't know what to do if that was the case. Keep smiling. Enjoy the sunshine. Have a great Easter weekend, and I can't wait to hear about all the exciting things next Thursday when we get back to it, and we'll be one day closer to graduation. Boy, time flies.
That's
and
right.
we tell everybody once we get to that, like the first week in March, it's all downhill, and it flies by. But I'm with you. I like flying in the sunshine as opposed to anything else, and we'll get out there and enjoy it today. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, and happy Easter to everybody, and enjoy the weekend. Thanks.